Hey everyone, it's your host here, Jake Hirschman. Excited for you to dive into these highlight episodes, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time listener. These are going to be shortened episodes from the past that bring you the best of the best of the content from great guests. Enjoy these and want to take a quick moment to thank our two sponsors, Suju Organic and Screen Skins. Get your 15% off Suju Organic at sujuorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O, and visit screenskins.com for 20% off at checkout with the code LIFO24. Get your screen protector today. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode.
For those who are either starting in the industry or maybe they're execs in the industry and they're up at that high level where they got to be at everything and the FaceTime all the time, you know, what advice do you have from the work-life balance and the family perspective of, you know, how do you not miss those Thanksgivings or those Christmases, or how do you put it as a priority, even though, to your point, as an NBA player, your work was just as important as anyone else's, and that's what you put first?
Yeah, you know, I think there has to be a responsibility as a parent, or a responsibility in that aspect of appreciating where you are in life. I even think for those that work on those holidays, I think the more that you can appreciate where you are in life, it allows you to understand that, okay, this is for a moment, but you're able to delve in a little deeper and understand that, hey, some people don't have a job to work on this day, or some people don't have the things that you may have in order to celebrate this day. I've learned that, you know, the more that we can not necessarily focus on self, but more or less focus on the other intangible things, the better off we are, the easier it is to sleep at night. You know, the better the conversations are, because it's not caught up in a bunch of materialistic things. It's you talking about the virtues of life, the important things in life, like family or friends, and spending that time during those holidays, or just in the realm of doing things on a regular basis. You know, a lot of times it's tough for athletes when you retire, because you no longer have that great support of following of individuals. And that's also one of the negatives that, as the old adage states, time tells on everyone. You start to see who's truly for you and in your corner during mm-hmm. those times, you know, right after you get through playing whatever sport it is or whatever retirement you take. You start to see life very differently. With Pop, you know, one thing he always kept it about is, hey, as bad as you think it is, you know, we have young kids fighting to protect our freedom. And for you to worry about going 1-for-6 in a game, your mind's not in the right area. I think that's part of the humanity of life, is what he constantly, you know, showed us, and what his example was to us, as far as when you are in a certain environment, get to know those individuals. You know, I've been able to formulate a lot of great relationships at ESPN because of that, because of the human aspect of things, being able to converse with individuals and not think more of myself than I should, because at the end of the day, I believe just as you do. So I think the more that, for me, to focus on the human aspect of things, you start to enjoy life a little bit more, because it's no longer about the glitz and glamour of whatever life you came out of. It's more about being a human being and understanding that there are so many interesting individuals in this world. If you step out and get to know individuals, 9 times out of 10, you'll come across some really cool people. You know, team Team is ultimately one of the greatest experiences that I think anybody can truly have with learning more about what life is about. You know, that old adage, if I hit you with my hand open, it's not as powerful if I ball my fists up and all my fingers come in together. As a unit, it's more impactful. And so even as coaching now, I've had the opportunity to do that with youngsters, teenagers, and elementary school kids. I really enjoy the aspect of watching a young man or a young lady get it when they see the fruits of their labor pay off. I've been around a lot of individuals that have not been taught the game, and unfortunately, that is a disappointment because when you talk about this game of basketball, I look at it as a game of life. And if we're not taught the key essential things in life, then I think it sets us up for failure. And so, first and foremost, it's the fundamentals for me. It's the opportunity of watching kids learn the fundamentals to be able to compete against even more elite kids. You know, you just can't do it by shortcuts. You can't do it in education by skipping the alphabet. So I think it's the teaching aspect of a sport that really gets my juices flowing because I see something transpiring with individuals when that transpires. When that happens, now you have people truly taking an interest in how things work. And then you throw in accountability. Now, that person understands how important it is to be accountable, be responsible to their teammate, to their peers, to their group. So if you have individuals that are committed to the group and understand that this is the way that we can accomplish more as a unit, I think it leads to lasting situations as far as memories go. Because I think about the times that I had success in high school when I really didn't know what I was doing in basketball, but I had a blast doing it. Right. And that's the thing, the goal. What is your goal? What is the goal for the business? What is the goal for the team? And understanding that everybody has a certain role that they can play in trying to attain that goal. Now, if you do your part and you're very diligent in what you do as far as your part is concerned, I think those are the things where we start the process of creating lasting relationships. Being that everybody can't be a Tim Duncan, everybody can't be a Kobe Bryant, everybody can't be Shaq, but you can do your part, and your mindset can be almost on the same level as those others, the thinking aspect of the game. You may not be able to do all the things that they can do, but by you being able to focus and lock in, now you're able to give one of the greatest contributions that anyone can think of when it comes to assisting your teammate. Sometimes it's not about, I'll give a basketball analogy here, is keeping the defense honest. Tim Duncan got double teamed a lot when we were playing. If I'm able to knock down the shot, maybe now they think twice about the double team off of me, which allows me to do my job defensively because I've been able to knock down a shot. Now he can play more freely. If I'm able to knock down a shot, Manu Ginobili's he just and I'm talking about mine is a is very minimal as compared to what they do. I'm not saying that I'm just as important as they are. I'm not saying that what I do is just as special as them. What I am saying is if I do my part, we all celebrate in the championship. And sometimes doing your part is something that looks so minimal, but at the same time, because those figures that are coaches understand that it's so much more to it, that you enhance the group as compared to being a individual that kind of brings the group down as far as, well, if he could have only did this, then we could have had success. It's not that way. But you also develop relationships in this, and I think that's the greatest opportunity of all the things that you go through when it comes to teams and the aspect of sport and the aspect of business. Once you start to take a qualified look into a teammate's life and where they're from and what they've been through, I think it allows the whole group to gel even more so together, because now you're taking an interest in your teammate. And as we start to learn things from one another, that only enhances the experience that we have with one another.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.